Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bible Promises for Moms: Inspirational Verses of Hope and Encouragement for Christian Mothers by Heidi St. John is a short topical devotional centered on scripture for mothers. Written for Christian readers, it gathers Bible promises that speak to the pressures, fears, and responsibilities that often shape daily family life. The book is designed as a pocket-sized resource, making it easy to use for brief personal reflection, prayer, or encouragement during busy routines. Its purpose is not to develop a single long argument, but to place relevant, biblical passages alongside brief reflections that help mothers connect scripture to parenting concerns such as perseverance, forgiveness, wisdom, and trust in God. In that sense, the book belongs to the practical devotional category rather than academic theology or narrative nonfiction. Its value comes from accessibility, and Focus It offers targeted spiritual support for mothers who want quick, topical guidance rooted in Christian belief and the language of biblical promise. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a topical scripture collection tailored to motherhood. The book is built around a topical format rather than a linear reading plan, and that choice shapes its usefulness. Instead of presenting broad doctrinal teaching, it organizes Bible promises around the specific needs mothers commonly face. This matters because motherhood is experienced through recurring, concrete pressures such as exhaustion, worry, patience, and the challenge of guiding children well. By arranging verses by theme, the book makes scripture easier to locate in moments when a reader may not want to search through the Bible at length. The topical structure also reflects a pastoral goal. It assumes that mothers often need immediate, situation-based encouragement rather than abstract instruction. As a result, the book functions as a reference devotional, allowing readers to open it at the point of need and find relevant biblical reassurance quickly. This practical organization is one of the main reasons the book stands apart from general devotional collections, which are often less focused on one life stage and less direct in their application. Secondly, encouragement for the emotional pressures of parenting. A central concern of the book is the emotional weight of motherhood. Its description repeatedly acknowledges daily cares, worries, and discouragement, suggesting that the text is written for readers who feel depleted rather than simply inspired. This emphasis is important because it frames encouragement as a response to real strain, not as a generic positive message. The selected scriptures are intended to speak into situations where a mother needs reassurance that God sees her effort and remains present in the middle of ordinary stress. That approach gives the book a distinctly supportive function. It does not ask readers to minimize hardship, but to reinterpret it through faith in God's mercies and promises. The personal reflections appear to bridge the gap between biblical language and lived experience, helping the reader see how divine encouragement applies to fatigue, frustration, and uncertainty. In this way, the book treats emotional endurance as a spiritual issue, presenting hope as something rooted in scripture rather than self-management or emotional escape. Thirdly, practical themes of perseverance, forgiveness, and wisdom. The book highlights several recurring themes that are especially relevant to parenting hanging in there. Trusting what God can do, modeling forgiveness, and seeking wisdom. These themes are not incidental, they reflect the moral and spiritual challenges that shape family life. Perseverance matters because parenting is repetitive and often unrewarding in the short term. Forgiveness matters because family relationships create many opportunities for hurt, correction, and repair. Wisdom matters because mothers are constantly making decisions with limited time and imperfect information. By emphasizing these themes, the book suggests that biblical encouragement is not just comfort, but guidance for action. The verses are meant to strengthen character as well as mood, helping readers respond to difficulties with patience and discernment. This makes the book more than a collection of reassuring lines. It presents scripture as a framework for habits of parenting, where a mother can learn how faith informs response, discipline, and relational repair. That practical orientation gives the book clear everyday relevance. Fourthly, a devotional style that blends scripture with brief reflection. Heidi St. John's role in the book is not to replace scripture, but to frame it with short reflections that connect the text to maternal life. That combination is a defining feature of the book's method. The devotional format helps readers move from verse to application without requiring extensive theological study, which makes the book approachable for busy parents. The reflections likely serve as interpretive bridges, showing why a verse matters in the context of family responsibilities and emotional strain. This is a significant design choice because devotional books succeed when they make biblical material immediately usable without flattening its meaning. Here, the balance appears to favor accessibility. Scripture remains central, while commentary stays brief and practical. The result is a book that can be read in small portions and revisited often. Compared with longer devotional works, this style lowers the barrier to regular use and increases the chances that readers will return to it during specific parenting moments. Its structure, therefore, supports both convenience and repeated spiritual engagement. Lastly, a faith-based resource for everyday reference and gifting, the book also functions as a compact gift item and everyday reference for Christian mothers. Its small format, topical design, and uplifting tone make it suitable for bedside reading, purse carrying, or brief devotional use during the day. That portability is part of its appeal, especially for readers who want a source of encouragement that is easy to revisit rather than a book that must be read all at once. The book also fits naturally into the Christian gift market, where practical devotional titles are often given for Mother's Day or other occasions involving spiritual encouragement. Its wider significance lies in how it serves a specific audience with a narrowly defined need: mothers seeking Bible-based reassurance. Unlike more general inspirational books, it does not try to address all readers at once. Instead, it offers a focused product that combines scriptural selection, maternal relevance, and simple usability. That combination helps explain why it has traction as a faith-centered gift and a personal devotional tool. In conclusion, Bible Promises for Moms will be most useful for Christian mothers who want brief, scripture-centered encouragement that speaks directly to the realities of parenting. It is also a good fit for readers who prefer topical devotional material over longer devotional essays or doctrinal study. The main practical benefit of the book is clarity it gathers. Bible promises around concerns that many mothers face daily, making it easier to find reassurance, perspective, and direction in a short amount of time. A secondary benefit is repetition with purpose. 8. Because the book is organized around recurring needs such as perseverance, forgiveness, and wisdom, it can be revisited whenever similar challenges arise. What makes it stand out among similar devotional books is its very specific audience focus. Rather than offering general Christian inspiration, it narrows in on the spiritual and emotional life of mothers and frames scripture in that setting. That focus, combined with its portable format and brief reflections, gives it a practical niche as both a personal devotional and a thoughtful gift. If you would like to support Heidi St. John, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.